The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Thank you for being with us for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. There are many reasons why people cannot donate blood. In some cases, overseas travel or a recent tattoo can keep you from donating. And since 2014, the Food and Drug Administration has restricted sexually active gay and bisexual men from donating blood because of concerns that the HIV virus might be spread. However, one group of university students in the state of Virginia is trying to get the government to reconsider those restrictions. Alexei Gorbachev has the story, narrated by Anna Rice.
University of Virginia students are actively fighting to lift regulations that prohibit gay and bisexual men from donating blood unless they've not had sex for 12 months. First-year student Austin Hauk founded Homoglobin, a social welfare organization that aims to rethink the existing regulations.
Our other major goal is getting the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, to reduce or eliminate the deferral policy for gay and bisexual men donating blood. Currently, if you're gay or bisexual and you've had sex with another man, you cannot donate blood for a year. And the science does not support that.
Hauk has begun spreading the word of his organization on campus, and many students have already teamed up with him.
I saw his organization, Homoglobin, and I wanted to get involved because as a member of the LGBT community, I don't like seeing that gay men cannot donate blood.
Hauk hopes to gain support on and around campus to lift the existing ban and rethink the law. He has been successful online, but realizes he needs offline support.
So far, I have about maybe 13 to 15 volunteers, people that will help me create the fundraisers and the event.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, says they continually monitor the science and will review the existing laws if new research and tests show the ban can be safely lifted. But the agency also underscores the risk of spreading the HIV virus is higher among gay and bisexual men. Every year, there are more than 50,000 new reports of infection in the U.S. But all blood is rigorously tested, and the chances of getting HIV from a transfusion are very rare in the United States. Activists are not alone questioning the law. Such discussions have been going on for a while in Europe as well, but in most countries, the restrictions remain in force. For Alexei Gorbachev in Charlottesville, Virginia, NRI's VOA News.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make sure you join us next week for Healthy Living.
That was a program from the Voice of America.